Peace be with you, brothers and sisters. Let us pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace.
当我们在今天这个耶稣复活的圣日能够积极在这里敬拜你的时候
，that we can come this morning on your day of Christ's resurrection to come and worship you.
我们深深感觉到我们是这个世界上最有福的人。
We feel deeply that we are the most blessed people on this earth.
你不但拯救我们，而且让我们成为你的儿女。
You not only saved us, you have allowed us to become your children.
而且我们每一天都从你那里领受许多的丰富。
And every day we receive lots of blessings from you.
恳求你今天早晨从你天上打开你的窗户。
May you this morning may you open the windows from heaven.
把天上各样属灵的福气啊，赐给我们在座的所有弟兄姐妹，还有今天不在我们这里的弟兄姐妹。
And bless every brother and sisters who are here and those who are not here. Bless us with your heavenly blessings.
愿你透过今天的信息来教导我们。
May you teach us through the sermon this morning.
怎么样让我们的家成为一个敬拜神的家
？To teach us how to make our family become a family of worshippers.
建立家庭的祭坛。
As we build a family altar.
祷告感谢奉耶稣的名。
We pray all of these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们都承认这个家庭对每一个人都很重要，对不对
？We all acknowledge that a family is very important to every one of us, isn't it?
但是我看见现在很多的人无家可归。
But I see that there are lots of homeless people on the street.
而我有时候在那个高速公路下来的地方，看到有一个人拿一个牌子写 homeless。
And as I drive, and I came, I will leave the interstate highway, and at the entrance of interstate highway, I will see homeless people drawing up a sign and say homeless.
但是我也发现，有的人他很有钱，很有地位，可是他的家是破碎冰冷的。
But I also see lots of rich people.But yet, their home is broken. It's cold.
So, 一个完整、幸福、温暖的家对每一个人实在是太重要了。
And so, a complete, a warm, a loving family is really important to every person.
尤其是一个敬畏神的家。
Especially for a home that is a home that honors and fear the Lord.
实在非常的重要。
That is way too important.
我在这里很感谢。一些很有爱心的弟兄姐妹，还有一些美国人。
Here I am very thankful to a lot of brothers and sisters and many other American friends.
不过我讲这个美国人有一点问题哈。
I think there's a problem when I mention American.
我现在是美国公民，我也是美国人呐。
Because I too am an American citizen, so I am American.
所以我老是讲 Kevin 是美国人。
Because I always mention Kevin as the American person.
所以我被。一些美国教会的弟兄姐妹纠正我好几次 You are American
And I've been corrected many times by Americans from other churches And they kept reminding me that I am an American now too
因为他们去领养孤儿替上帝来照顾这些孤儿
Because they went they adopted children And they take care of these children for God
我们的神是孤儿的父亲
Our children
Orphans of God.
A home where they worship God is a refuge for people.
你看孩子在外面受了委屈，要回到哪？回到家。
When a child suffers outside in the society, where do they go? They would need to return home.
它是一个让你可以身心灵休息的家。
A home is a place where your heart, spirit, and soul can rest.
不过我听说在日本很多的男人他都不回家。
But I've heard that in Japan, a lot of men they don't like to go home.
他都喝酒喝到很晚才回家。
They will go out drinking till nights before they will go home.
是不是那个家让他的心没有办法得到休息
？Could it be because this home does not provide a place of rest and peace for him?
他在一个敬畏神的家里面，他可以得到安慰，得到体系，得到鼓励，特别是得到供应。
If it was a home that worshipped God, it would provide him with comfort, passion, and providence and love for him.
你看我们的小孩高中毕业就要去读大学了。
We have a lot of our kids who is graduating from high school and going off to college.
尤其是读去纽约读大学。
Especially the one who is going to New York.
房租是很贵很贵的。
And rents are expensive.
家也是一个供应的地方。
The home is a place that provides.
无论天涯海角，你都会想到要回家。
Doesn't matter where you go, you would always want to go home.
教会有一个很大的使命。
The church has a very important mission.
我们千万不要忽略。
That we cannot miss out on.
建立了一个完整有神的家。
That is to build a complete home that has God in it.
我们说基督是主的家。
We say that Christ is the head of the family.
这是教会的一个使命，我们叫做 mission， 教会的使命。
This is the church, the church's mission.
也是教会的事工。
And it is also the church's ministry.
所以，这个家庭祭坛就是说，我们这个家是敬拜上帝的家。
A family altar simply means that this is a family that worships God.
你看那个亚伯拉罕离开他的家乡的时候，到神指示他的地方去。
When Abraham left his hometown towards the land that God showed him to,
他到了迦南地，第一件事情就是建立一个祭坛，敬拜上帝。
When he entered Canaan, the first thing he did was to establish an altar to worship God.
我想我们一个基督徒的家庭也是如此。
And I believe a Christian family should be like this as well.
我们这里看到圣经有几个人，撒该他全家信主了。
In scripture, we have a couple of examples. Zacchaeus believed in God.
耶稣到耶利哥城。
Jesus entered the city of Jericho.
你知道撒该是什么？他是个税吏长。
You know, Zacchaeus was a tax collector.
他走在街上，人家都很讨厌他。
He was a chief tax collector. He walked along the street and people hated him.
因为常常呢，他给人家多拿了一些不该拿的钱。
Because he would often collect more than he should in taxes.
所以他的儿女走在街上也很没有面子。
And even his children, as they walk along the street, they were also quite shameful.
哎，说这个是一个贪官的儿子。
People would say, well, these children, they are the children of a corrupt officer.
我想撒该他是一个很孤单的人。
I believe Zacchaeus must have been a very lonely man.
所以他听说耶稣来了。
And he heard that Jesus was coming.
他就爬到树上。
So he climbed onto a tree.
哦。我想他的年纪应该没有我这么大，但是应该也不小了。
I'm guessing Zacchaeus may not be as old as me, but he probably is not very young either.
有一天我来我们教会，我爬树爬爬看，为了讲这个道，我爬爬看。
Because of preaching this sermon, one day I came to church and I tried to climb a tree.
我发现我爬不上去了。
I realized I couldn't climb the tree.
所以有一个力量让他爬到树上去。
So that was the strength that urges him to climb onto a tree.
他渴慕耶稣。
Because he longed, he thirsted after Jesus.
那个渴慕耶稣就成为他爬上树上的力量。
The thirst for Jesus became the energy for him to climb onto the tree.
耶稣看到他在树上。
Jesus saw him on the tree.
他说撒该下来。
He said, Zacchaeus, come down from the tree.
我今天要住在你的家。
Today I want to stay at your house.
今天救恩临到这个家。
Today salvation will come upon your family.
所以这样一个家庭祭坛就建立起来。
And because of this, a family altar has been established.
他所做的第一件事情就是结出悔改的果子。
The first thing Zacchaeus did was he repented.
他说我从前讹诈谁，我从前多拿了谁多少钱，我还他四倍。
He said that whatever he did before and whatever corruption that he did, he will return them. He will pay back four times the amount that he cheated.
然后他，我把我的财产的一半捐出来，救济那些贫穷的人。
And he gave half of his possessions to the poor.
他的观念改变了。
He changed his perception.
他说，我再有钱。
He said, oh,
我再有很多钱。
Even if I have more money.
那如果我的灵魂都灭亡了。
But if my soul was perishing.
这些钱对我一点意义都没有。
This money would have no good to me at all.
所以我愿意去救济穷人。
So I'm willing to go help the poor.
一个很破碎的家改变了。
A broken family has now been changed.
变成一个很温暖有上帝的家。
It's become a family that has comfort and has God.
他的儿女走在耶利哥城也能够抬得起头来了。
His children, as they walk along the streets of the city of Jericho, they can walk proudly.
他们可以告诉那个城里的说，我爸爸改变了。
They can tell the people in the city, my dad has changed.
他不再是个贪官。
He's not a corrupt officer anymore.
他是一个清洁的官。
He is a clean officer.
他是一个敬畏上帝的。
He's a man who worships God now.
因为救恩临到了这个家。
Because salvation has come upon this family.
我们的主耶稣是给世界上每一个人机会的。
Our Lord Jesus, he gives everyone on this earth a chance.
他到耶利哥城。
He went to Jericho.
他短短的三年的传道。
In his short 3 years of mission.
他走遍了犹大全地，也到了撒玛利亚，也到了加利利。
He walked all over the land of Judah, Greater Samaria, and to Galilee.
他说，所以我们今天为什么要到处去宣教？
That's why today we need to go everywhere to spread the gospel.
让世界上每一个角落的人，我们都不漏掉他。
We do not want to leave anyone out on the four corners of this world.
我们再来看，在腓立比有一个尼底亚，他卖紫色布匹的，全家信主了。
In the book of Philippians, there is this lady. Her name is was Lydia, and she was a dealer in purple cloth.
保罗他得到了一个马其顿的异象。
Paul had a vision.
我们在神学院毕业的时候。
When I graduated from my seminary school,
我们的院长很喜欢讲的一篇道就是《使徒行传》十六章。
My dean likes to preach on a passage, and he likes to preach on from Acts 16,
就是马其顿的异象
which is the Macedon, the vision on his route to Macedonia.
一个传道人没有异象
a preacher who does not have a vision.
你要去宣教，要去牧会
and if he wants to go preach and be on a mission trip.
你没有负担
if you do not have the burden,
你没有使命感
if he doesn't have a sense of a vision,
那只是你的工作
then all it is just a work that you do.
神没有呼召你
God did not call you.
你跑到那个教会去
and then you ran to that particular church.
我有次讲一句很严重的话
I have to say something very serious now.
一个不好的老师误人子弟
耽误人家的子弟 lousy teacher, not, if you're not a good teacher, then you would have taught.
一个没有上帝呼召的传道人，耽误许多人的灵魂，这个很可怕。
And if you are a preacher who is not called by God, so even more, you would be leading people astray.
所以你看，保罗他是一个顺从上帝圣灵带领的人。
Paul was a man who was after God's will.
所以他就到了腓立比。
And he went to Philippi.
保罗这个人给我们一个功课。
Paul gave us a lesson.
爱是主动的。
That love is proactive.
使命是主动的。
Vision is
主动的。
Passive.
他主动到那个河边犹太人
initiated.
他到那个犹太人祷告的地方。
And he walked towards a place where the Jews were praying.
看见一些妇人在那边
And he saw a group of women there praying.
所以他开始讲道。
And he started praying to them, preaching to them.
他是一个心里充满了热情的人。
He was filled with passion.
他一看到人就是要给他传福音。
Whoever he saw, he wanted to tell them about the gospel.
所以有一次那个神学院请我去讲道的时候
One time a seminary invited me to go and speak
我的题目就你心中的火热
My topic was the passion that is in your heart
你没有了这个热情了
If you don't have this passion in you
完了
That's the end of you
你对人没有任何负担
Then you don't have burden for anyone
是因为保罗的热情
Because of Paul's passion
但是他在那边的时候因为赶出一个污鬼
Because Paul had passion. So when he was there, he chased out an evil spirit.
因为有一个女孩子她被那个邪灵附在身上。
There was a slave girl, and she was possessed by an evil spirit.
她很会算命。
And she was good at fortune telling.
但是保罗把那个污鬼赶出去了。
But Paul chased the evil spirit out of her.
那 那个女孩子就不会算命。
And then, since then, this girl could not tell fortune.
那个主人就没钱赚。
And the owner of the girl could not make money out of her anymore.
就告到官府，就把保罗关起来。
And they got mad and sent Paul to prison.
但是保罗跟希拉在监狱里面做什么呢？
What did Paul and Silas did while they were in prison?
他没有在那里抱怨上帝。
They didn't stay in prison and complain to God.
他说上帝，你看，我为你做工，你还让我坐牢。
Well, they didn't complain to God and say, God, I'm working for you, and now you're sending me to prison.
他在那里唱诗赞美神。
They sang hymns and praises to God in prison.
然后就震动了。
And then there was an earthquake.
监狱门打开了。
The prison doors were open.
那是按照他们那个时候的这个罗马的法律。
Under Romans law back then.
那如果犯人逃走了，那个禁足是要杀头的，要判死刑。
If the prisoners escape, the jailer would need to be executed.
那这个禁足他要自杀。
And as this jailer was preparing to kill himself,
保罗说：“你不要自杀，我们没有走，我们在这里。”
Paul said, "Stop! Don't kill yourself. We're still here. Don't kill yourself."
让我们看见一件事情。
This shows us something.
一个上帝的仆人。
A man of God.
一个传道人。
A preacher.
他不会去牺牲别人，让使自己得到自由。
He will not sacrifice others to gain any benefit for himself.
他可以逃的。
Paul could have run.
可是保罗，我如果逃了，这个人就要死。
But Paul, if he had ran away, the jailer would have to die.
所以他跟希拉不逃。
And that's why Paul, he and Silas stayed.
他说我在这里。
He said, I'm here.
所以那个禁足就把保罗带到他的家里去。
And so the jailer brought Paul into his house.
聊他的伤。
He cleaned his wounds.
你知道这个禁足是打保罗的人哦。
You know, this jailer was the one who struck Paul.
他的一身都是伤哦。
Paul's body was wounded, was filled with wounds.
保罗就给他传福音。
And so Paul spread the gospel to him.
然后讲了一句很重要的话。
He said something very important.
当信主耶稣。
Believe in the Lord.
你和你一家就必得救。
You and your household, you will be saved. You and your household.
是禁足他全家受洗。
And so this jailer and his family was baptized.
就很高兴的请保罗在他们家里吃饭。
And they were filled with joy and invited Paul to his house.
那一个敬拜上帝的祭坛就建立起来。
And from here, a family of altar has been established.
你看这个禁足他会信耶稣。
This jailer believed in Christ.
会全家会信耶稣。
His whole family came to believe in Christ.
是因为保罗跟希拉。
Because of Paul and Silas.
他们不自私。
Because they were not selfish.
他们不会为了自己的逃命。
They didn't run away to protect their own life.
去牺牲别人。
To sacrifice the jailer.
可是我们看到今天这个世界没有上帝的人。
But we see today in today's world a person without God.
往往是牺牲别人来成就自己的利益。
Very often would sacrifice others to satisfy self.
所以我们为保罗感谢主。
So we need to thank God for Paul.
基督是主的家庭。
Christ is the Lord of a family.
那这个父母亲是带领儿女敬畏上帝。
And the parents of this family should bring their children to know God.
基督徒的小孩子，包括牧师的小孩，生下来他不会是基督徒。
A Christian's children, including a pastor's children, are not born to know Christ.
因为他对于这个救恩、对于圣经、对耶稣，他完全都不知道。
Because they don't know God's plan, salvation, or anything about Jesus at all when they were born.
所以我常常告诉一些怀孕的年轻姐妹。
And so I often talk and tell pregnant young sisters in Christ who are pregnant.
你怀孕的时候呢，你就常常来做礼拜，参加查经。
When you're pregnant, you should come often to church and attend church Sunday sermons in Sunday schools.
你不要以为胎儿在肚子里什么都不知道。
Don't you think that the child in your womb does not know anything?
他也在听牧师讲道。
The baby in your womb is also listening to the pastor preach.
他也听这个诗班在献诗。
Was also listening to the choir sing.
他妈妈带他去参加祷告，他也知道大家都在为他祷告。
If the mother go to a prayer meeting with the baby in her womb, the baby would know that everyone's praying for her as well.
这个叫做胎教。
This is prenatal education.
生下来以后满月。
And when the baby is born, and there's this first month of celebration.
以前我在台湾，小孩子满月的时候，父母亲带到教会来。
When I was in Taiwan, when a child is a month old, the parent would bring this child to church.
我们为这个小孩子举行祝福，跟把这个小孩子献给耶稣的意思，就求耶稣来带领这个小孩子的一生一世。
We will celebrate with this child, and I will offer this child to Christ, a meaning that Christ will guide and lead and take care of this child for the rest of his life.
那天这个小孩子的祖父母、外祖父母、什么姑姑、阿姨，通通都来了。
On that day, this child's relatives all showed up.
所以我们又有一个很好传福音的机会。
And that will be a good opportunity for me to spread the gospel again.
黄景坤弟兄告诉他，上个礼拜在那个亚特兰大的华人教会。
Brother Carl Huang told me last week he was in Atlanta's Chinese church.
他们教会。那个一个从台湾的牧师也是举行婴儿奉献礼。
And on that Sunday, it was a pastor from Taiwan too, was also celebrating a full month kind of service, dedication service, I would say.
我不知道在大陆是不是小孩子满月会种那个红的蛋，是不是这样
？In China, I think when a child
是不是这样
is 1 month old,
红色的蛋
啊、we give away red eggs, right?
啊，你们下一次有谁生了小孩满月？你就做一些红蛋来。如果你没有空，我们姊妹会帮你做哈，或者我帮你做。
The next person who has a child who will be 1 month soon will have to make some red eggs and bring to us. If you can do it, we'll help you.
然后分周报的时候就给你一个蛋，所以你不拿周报就拿不到蛋。
When we give you a bulletin, you will receive an egg. And so if you don't take a bulletin, then you don't get an egg.
那我们会做那个油饭给大家吃。
We will make.Rice for you.
然后做麻油鸡汤。
We'll make chicken soup.
所以那天主日的爱宴特别丰富。
And on that Sunday, our afternoon lunch will be best.
那是在台湾的教会。
That is the church in Taiwan only, though.
这里都吃蛋糕。
But here we all eat cakes.
所以你就从小就把小孩子带到教会来。
So if you start bringing your child to church from when they are young,
那随着他年龄的增长
，as your child grow up,
他可能参加儿童主日学
，your child will attend Sunday school,
青年团契
youth ministry,
然后到一直到青年
all the way till they are grown up.
以前我在台湾是说你。那个国小五年级就开始参加主日崇拜。
When I was in Taiwan, when they're in fifth grade, they started attending Sunday church service.
有一个妈妈也是给我们各位一个参考。
There was a mom, and this is just for your reference.
给大家一个参考。
It's just for your reference.
因为她说信仰是自由的。
Because she said, "Oh well, religion. There's freedom in religion."
So, 不要强迫我的儿女来教。
So I'm not going to force my child to believe.
后来他的儿子女儿二十几、三十几岁都不信耶稣。
And as it goes, her children was grown up 20 and 30 years later, and they grew up to not believe in Christ.
所以她常常在姐妹会聚会，常常为她的儿女没有信主哭。
And she would come very often into a prayer meeting and gathering and pray and want to pray for her children. And she often cried because the children do not believe in Jesus now.
So this is 告诉一些弟兄姐妹.
This is a lesson for us brothers and sisters.
其实你要有点勉强你的小孩子来教会.
That sometimes you might have to make or force your child to come to church.
有一天他长大了.
Because one day when he grew up,
他会说我感谢我的爸爸妈妈.
He will thank.He would thank his parents.
因为他勉强我来到教会。
Because his parents forced him to come to church.
我才信主。
Because of that, I now believe in Christ.
不然我今天就在神的国外流浪。
Because if my parents had not done that, I would be wandering outside the kingdom of God.
你要教导你的儿女神的话。
You need to teach your children the word of God.
那箴言二十二章第六节说：“你要教导你的儿女走当走的路。”
Proverbs 22:6.
箴言二十二章十六节。
Proverbs 22:6. Start your children off on the way that they should go.
什么叫做当走的路？
What does it mean by the way that they should go?
这是神的路。
That is the road that God wants you to go.
是永生的路。
It is a eternal road.
是平安的路。
It is a road of peace.
所以你要教导你的小孩子。
And that's why you need to teach your children.
提摩太从小的时候，他就是他的外婆跟他的妈妈带他信主。
Timothy, since he was young, he was brought up by his grandmother and his mother.
所以保罗说，你从小明白圣经，你也知道是谁教你的。
That's why Paul said to Timothy that you have known from whom you have learned, and you have known the Holy Scriptures.
他说这个圣经呢，让你有因为信耶稣有得救的智慧。
Because the Scriptures had given you the wisdom to know God.
保罗在这个哥林多前书第二章这样子讲。
And Paul in First Corinthians says this.
他说什么是智慧的人？
Who is a man of wisdom?
因着耶稣而得救的人。
A person who has been saved by Jesus.
这个是一个智慧的人。
This is a man that has wisdom.
所以父母亲带领小孩子到教会以外，你在家里要教导他。
Besides bringing your children to church, you need to teach your children about God at home as well.
我的两个小孩子，他从小的时候，
I have two kids, and ever since they're young,
他要睡觉以前，
before they sleep,
我就给他讲圣经故事。
I will tell them Bible stories.
我准备从创世纪到启示录二十二章。
I start from Genesis all the way to Revelations chapter 22.
结果发现我旧约没有讲完，他已经长大了，离开我们了。
And I realized that I haven't finished Old Testament. They're already grown and had left us.
但是有一点让我很放心的。
But there's something that I am very I'm at peace at.
他离开我们的时候，我们不会去担心。
That when after they left us, I don't have to worry for them.
我儿子他高中毕业就从台湾来到美国。
My son, as he finished high school, he came to America.
他一个人住在洛杉矶。
He lived in Los Angeles by himself.
我们在台湾很担心他。
We were very worried for him when we were in Taiwan.
但是很感谢主，他都会去教会。
But I thank God, he still attends church.
也参与服事。
And he serves as well.
我特别感谢洛杉矶那个教会的弟兄姐妹很爱我的小孩子。
And I'm especially thankful to the church in LA that he attends. They really took care of him.
他没有离开主。
He did not depart from God.
也没有离开教会。
He did not leave the church.
那是因为小时候我们把他奠定了圣经的基础。
That is because ever since he was young, I have already instilled in him a biblical belief.
生命记第六章第七节这样子说。
Deuteronomy 6:7 says this.
他说无论在家里在路上在躺下来。
It says, talk about them when you sit at home or when you walk along the road.
就说你的小孩要睡觉以前你教他圣经。
When you lie down or when you get up. That means, before your child goes to sleep, you want to talk to them about the Bible.
你起来的时候就是早晨的时候，你跟他带你的小孩一起祷告。
When you wake up, that is, you need to lead your child to prayer.
可以跟他们一起来讨论圣经。
And you can discuss, the Bible with them.
以前我们小孩子没有离开我们的时候，我们家里每天做家庭礼拜。
When my children were still with us, before they left, we will have like a church service at home every day.
我也在很多教会去推动家庭祭坛。
And I often preach these to many churches to have a family altar time.
大概我们一次15分钟、20分钟。
Each time could be 15, 20 minutes.
我们读一段圣经。
We read a passage from the Bible.
然后我们彼此分享。
And we'll share.
小孩子会问一些圣经的问题。
The children will have some questions to ask.
然后我们祷告。
And then we'll pray.
后来小孩子长大离开我们了。
And now the children are grown and they left us.
一个礼拜回来一次。
They come home once a week.
所以我们就一个礼拜做一次家庭礼拜。
And since it's only once a week, we have our family altar time once a week then.
所以家就是敬拜上帝的敬堂。
A home is...A place where a family comes together to worship God.
那你怎么样教你的小孩子圣经呢？
But how do you teach your children about the Bible?
现在基督教书网有很丰富的那个教材。
There are lots of very good materials out there.
有图片，有 CD， 有 DVD.
The pictures. All these materials are really good. Pictures, CD, DVDs, and stuff.
我发现说，也有个我们特拉哈西这里有个电视，也是有时候会讲给小朋友讲一些圣经故事。
And I have realized that there is a channel here in Tallahassee that teaches children Bible stories as well.
我们小孩到了这个 middle school 的时候
，as our children grew up to be in the middle school，
我们教他每天读圣经。
We teach them to read the Bible every day。
就像我们现在教会推动了一年读经一遍这样。
Just like what the church is doing right now to read through the Bible in a year。
也教他灵修。
We teach them devotion time.
那么参加教会的团契、查经跟服事。
And attends church ministries and activities.
你知道，你知道伟大的神学家奥古斯丁32岁悔改。
You know the great great church father Augustine repented when he was 32.
就是他的妈妈教他的圣经。
And it was all because of what his mother taught him in the Bible.
这个记载在罗马书第十三章。
This was in Romans 13:11.
他说，对第十二节，他说，黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暧昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
Romans 13:12. The night is nearly over; the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
他说行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可欢宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。
Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh.
因为他在32岁以前
Because before the age of 32,
放纵肉体的情欲
He was kind of loose in his lifestyle.
他喝酒
He was drinking a lot.
他交很多女朋友
He had lots of girls.
这个人是个情圣啊。
He was a
Casanova.
Huh? He was a ladies' man.
所以男孩子女朋友太多，你也不要太高兴啊。
So for guys here, if you have too many girlfriends in your life, that's not something that you want to be proud of.
因为这段时间圣经他悔改。
It was because of this passage that Augustine repented.
他认罪。
He admitted his sins.
他大大的被主使用
and since then he was greatly used by God
成为一个很伟大的神学家
and he became a great theologian since then
他讲过一句非常有名的话
he said something he said a phrase a sentence that was very famous
他说一个人在没有耶稣以前
he said that when a person who does not have Christ
他的心是空的
his heart is empty
当他找到耶稣
But when he finds Christ in him,
耶稣进到他里面的时候
and Christ enters into his life,
他的心是活的
his heart becomes alive.
所以人只有找到耶稣，他会才会找到得到满足
Only when a person has found Christ, that his life can be fulfilled.
你知道林肯，他解放黑奴
You know, President Lincoln, he freed the slaves.
是因为从小他妈妈教他圣经上帝的话。
It was also because he was taught God's words since he was young by his mother.
他在解放黑奴之前，他读了一节圣经，是他妈妈教过他的。
Before he freed the slaves, he read a passage, and this was a passage that his mom taught him.
这是在弥迦书六章第八节。
It was in the book of Micah 6:8.
他说：“世人啊。”耶和华已知是你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Micah 6:8 He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
他认为人在上帝面前。
He thinks that a person before God
都是神所爱。
Are all loved by God.
跟你的种族皮肤是没有关系。
It has nothing to do with your race and the color of your skin.
所以发生了美国最有名的内战 Civil War.
And so the most famous war, the Civil War in America started.
这些神所重用的仆人
These were all men that were highly used by God.
都是父母在家里为他们奠定了很好圣经的信仰根基。
They were all like this because the parents had established since they were young a very strong biblical knowledge.
我们要塑造孩子的品格，是从他出生长的这开始。
We want to shape a child's character, and we want to do that while they are young.
我们要塑造一个基督徒的品格。
We want to shape in our children a Christian character.
我们都承认，在我们还没有信耶稣以前
，We all must admit that before we believe in Christ,
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
所以父母的爱是不完全的。
And that's why a parent's love is never complete.
但是感谢主，我们信了耶稣以后
，But we thank God, now that we believe in Christ,
我们有神的爱
，We have God's love in us.
所以父母亲用神的爱来爱他的儿女
，And if and when a parent uses God's love to love their children,
跟你单纯用人的爱来爱你的儿女是不一样。
And you compare that with just using your own humanly love to love your children, you will know that that is a grave difference.
人是有点自私的。
Because man, as human, we are selfish.
比如说我的小孩读生物。生物 biology.
So my child, he studies biology.
如果我不是信主耶稣。
If I have not believed in Christ.
以我的自私。
And if I base it upon my own selfishness,
我希望我的小孩去读医学院。
I would want my child to go into medical school.
当医生。
To become a doctor.
啊，我这样干什么？
Why do I want that?
我在有亲友面前炫耀啊。
Because then I can show myself off around my relatives.
哦，你看我儿子是医生。
Okay, hey, look, my child, he's a medical doctor.
但是感谢主。
But I thank God.
我让他自由去发展。
I allow him to go choose whatever he wants.
按照神对他的带领。
And according to God's leadership.
所以一个父母亲加上神的爱，对儿女的教育是不一样的。
A parent's love plus God's love and is very different when it comes to your child's education.
这个完全的人格是包括身心灵这三方面。
A complete person's character includes a body, spirit, and soul.
让我们的小孩子从小就有基督徒的好行为。
Let us allow our child to grow up having been filled with the character of Christ.
耶稣说，你们的行为也这样照在人前，叫别人看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给神。这是在马太福音五章十六节。Okay.
In Matthew 5:6, it says to that just come out and be separate, and then you just show light to the people before you.
我一个在基督化家庭长大的小孩子，他进到社会
，a child who grew up in a Christian family.
他不会沾染社会上的污秽跟这些受时代潮流的影响。
He will not be contaminated by the corruption of this world and the things of this society.
不管他们在哪一种行业。
It doesn't matter what field of career they're in.
他会用圣经的真理去分辨说这是对或者是不对。
They will be able to discern right from wrong with biblical truth.
他会过分别为圣的圣洁生活。
This child will be able to lead a life that is holy and separate.
我想，我们父母如果从小教导孩子，从今以后行事为人凭信心不凭眼见。
I believe that if a parent will lead the child to grow up with a Christ-like character, they will be able to live a life that will bring glory to God.
所以，一个基督徒哈，这小孩子长大哈，他的抗压性比一般人高。
And a child who grew up in a Christian family and who is a Christian will grow up to be able to be susceptible to depression and to the pressures of the world.
他处理困难的压力比一般人高。
He should be able to handle the pressures of this world better than others.
所以他的 EQ 很高。
And that is why he will have high EQ.
有一次 有一个银行的这个董事长呢，他打个电话给我。
There was once a banker. He called me.
他说我们分行要升一个经理。
He said there I have a branch and I need a manager for this branch.
李牧师，你给我一点建议，我要升哪一个？
Pastor Lin, can you give me some advice who I should promote?
因为我们有个执事在那个分行叫当副理。
Because I have a deacon who works in the bank, and he was a
副经理, 副理,
like a vice press advisor manager, assistant manager.
但是我不能自私说,
but then I couldn't be so selfish and say, well, promote this deacon that's from my church. I told him this instead. Because this director, this banker that called me, he wasn't a Christian.
讲圣经,
he wouldn't understand if I tell him things of the Bible.
我说你选一个EQ高的,
I told him, so you just pick one who has a high EQ.
你们懂吗? 就是抗压性高的,
that means a person who can handle pressure well.
因为银行常常会出事情,
because there's a lot of issues and problems in the bank.
他给我一句话,
and he said this to me.
我知道了,
I know what to do now.
一个月以后,
a month later,
我们这位只是升为经理,
the deacon in my church was promoted to be a manager.
一个基督徒,
a Christian, his ability to undergo pressure is very high. We want to shape our children to have a godly nature.
我在彼得后书第一章第四节,
in 2 Peter,
第一章第四节,
in 2 Peter 1:4,
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们, 叫我们既脱离世上从情以来的败坏,就得以神的性情有份。
Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world caused by evil desires.
我们知道创世纪第一章告诉我们是按照神的形象造的。
From Genesis 1, we were told that we are created in the image of God.
我们本来就有神的性情,
we originally has the image of God in us.
但是我们的老祖宗亚当夏娃, 堕落犯罪了,
but our ancestor Adam and Eve sinned and fell.
神的性情离开人了,
God's image left us.
神的灵也离开人了,
God's spirit left us.
所以人就充满了血气,
and thus we are filled with fleshly desires.
所以我们人就充满了罪恶,
and we're filled with sins.
所以我们都是罪人,
we're all sinners.
然后从小我们就教导我们的小孩子,
but from when they're young, we need to teach our children.
用神的话来纠正小孩子的个性, 行为, 脾气, 讲话,
we'll correct our children of their personality, the sins in their life, and the way they talk, their temperament.
这个小孩子他会结圣灵的果子,
and this child will bear the fruit of the Spirit.
他有爱心,
and it will have love.
他遇到困难,
and when he faces a problem, he would face it with joy.
啊, 他没有上哈佛, 上FSU, 他也很感谢神,
he may not go to Harvard, but he'll be thankful even if he goes to FSU.
他知道怎么样跟人家和好,
he knows how to work with other people.
他也有忍耐,
to get along with other people, and
这就是神的性情,
and he is he trusts other people, and these are all characters,
他行事为人,
and natures of God, and everything that he do, and he walk in a manner that is pleasing to God.
他是脱离了败坏罪人的这个个性,
we will teach our child to leave these characters that are not pleasing to God.
这个小孩子长大了,
and when this child grow up,
他很谦虚,
he will be humble.
他也很有度量, 度量很大,
he will be broad-minded.
所以他不会是小鼻子小眼睛,
he won't be
这个英文怎么翻译啊?
He won't be petty. 啊, I searched that.
他不会很小气, 对不对?
Yeah, so he won't be petty.
那他很诚实,
and he'll be honest.
我来到美国六年, 给我一个印象,
I have been in America for 6 years, and this is my impression I got. Americans is very important to be honest and has 诚实的, Americans stress a lot on honesty.
他很单纯,
they are pure and innocent.
很重要的是他很能够信任别人,
and they trust others.
啊, 他会开放他自己,
and they will open themselves up.
在我的牧会的过程之中,
in my years of ministering,
我碰到有一些人来到教会,
I've met different kinds of people who comes to church.
他信耶稣以前,
Before they believe in Christ,
他把自己关闭。
They seclude themselves. They close themselves up.
他即使来到了教会，
even when they come to church,
他不要跟任何人讲话。
They don't talk to other people.
他没有 fellowship.
They don't fellowship with others.
我为了改，为了带领这个人被耶稣改变。
Because I want to lead this person to be changed by God, Jesus.
我每个礼拜有一个半钟头跟他在一起查经。
I would spend an hour and a half every Sunday with this person.
因为他从小不是在一个基督徒的家庭。
Because he grew up in a non-Christian family.
哦，他非常的好沟通，非常好沟通。
He's actually a really nice person to talk to.
也能够接纳别人的建议。
He also receives other people's criticism too.
这样长大的小孩子。
A person who grew up like this
很好相处
is a person who is easy to get along.
你跟他在一起的时候
when you're with him,
非常 comfortable, 很舒服
he makes you feel very comfortable.
所以有一次有个姐妹问我
So there's once a sister asked me,
林牧师，我的女儿应该嫁给什么样的弟兄？
He asked me, Pastor Lin, what kind of person should my daughter marry?
我说，如果你感觉到这个男孩子跟他在一起很舒服，那你女儿就嫁给他吧。
I said, if you feel very comfortable with this man, then I think your daughter can marry him.
有一次我们在一个退休会，就像我们这样的一个退休会。
One time I was in a retreat.
有两个妈妈。
There were two moms.
她一个女儿，六年级，小学六年级。
One has a daughter that is sixth grade.
一个九年级。
One has a ninth grader.
另外一个妈妈有一个儿子是十年级。
Oh, and then the other mom has a son that is 10th grade.
这两个有女儿的妈妈对那个有儿子的妈妈说。
So this mom that has two daughters talked to this mom that has only one son.
哎，她说姐妹啊。
She says, sister.
我们来结亲家。
Let's become in-laws.
将来我的女儿嫁给你的儿子。
In future, I will marry my daughter to your son.
开玩笑，才六年级的，拜托。
But I was like, she was only sixth grade. Why?
可是她讲了一句话，我到现在都不会忘记。
But she said something that I haven't forgotten even until now.
她说：“你的儿子没有侵略性，没有侵略性。”这个。
Your son is.、
啊、
oh, your son is non-aggressive.
你懂吗？一个男孩子没有侵略性，你是什么意思？
So if a young man who is not aggressive,
就说,
what does that mean?
将来他的女儿嫁给他是不会受到伤害。
That shows to the mom that in future, if her daughter marries him, then she will not be abused, I guess.
哎，你们到底听得懂听不懂什么叫做没有侵略性啊？不懂吗？那我哪一天开一个专题啊？就这个事，就说
something about aggressiveness.
这个小孩子有神的性情。
And that kind of means that this child that has a godly nature in him is not aggressive. He will know how to protect his wife. He will know how to love his wife. He will not hurt his wife with speech or bodily abuse.
这个专题是六小时的课。
If I were to conduct a topic on aggressiveness, it takes 6 hours.
听不懂，那就来问我啊。
If you don't understand, you can come and ask a pastor.
那句话我到今天永远都记住。
I still remember that word that she said until today.
那就表示说，这个姐妹，她教她的儿子是成功的。
That shows that this mom has taught her son well.
我们也知道说，家庭祭坛是建造教会的柱子。
We also know that
建造教会的柱子。
That a family altar is the pillars to build the church.
以前我在台湾，我在讲道的时候，我看下去。
When I was in Taiwan, and often when I preach, I will look down.
我是非常的感动。
And I'm often touched.
也非常的激动。
And excited.
因为我刚刚去的时候，也没有几个，只有三个家庭。
Because when I first started preaching in that church, the audience were really few. I only had like 3 families.
当我看见几十个家庭一家一家坐在那里的时候，我就是非常的感谢上帝。
And as the years goes by, we got more families who come start coming to attend our church, and I'm really deeply touched.
很多的家庭就建造了这个教会。
Many families coming together makes this church.
基督徒的家庭礼拜
a Christian family worship.
你去读使徒行传第二章，初代教会都在弟兄姐妹家里聚会。
If you read Acts chapter 2, the early churches all started in within someone's home.
而且这是延续的好几百年。
And they did this for many hundreds of years.
而他们在家里聚会、分享、交通、breaking。
They were in someone's house. They come together, they pray, and they break bread together.
你看中国大陆家庭教会就是在弟兄姐妹家里。
In China, even today, the family churches are held in various houses.
很多教会那个小组聚会也在弟兄姐妹家里。
Many churches also have small group meetings in someone's house.
我最近在我们教会要推动一个叫做关怀事工。
In our church, lately, I wanted to establish a ministry of care.
按照我们这个 Tallahassee 的 Zeko。
According to Tallahassee's zip code, the area.
我的英文就要纠正他。那意思就是说，凡是来到这个教会的每一个人
，What I'm trying to do is whoever comes to our church
都会得到照顾跟关心。
Will receive care in care by us.
这个是一个 fellowship.
This is a fellowship.
我在台湾做了。很成功，所以我就到别的教会去分享。
I did this and it was very successful in Taiwan. And so in all the churches I go to, I did this as well.
一个新来的人。
A new person comes in.
我们马上就把他分到他的那个小组。
We will immediately appoint this person to a particular group.
记得有一次有一个姐妹她生小孩。
I remember one time there was a sister who came and she just had a baby.
因为她没有母亲。
Her mother is not around.
她婆婆生病。
Mother-in-law was sick.
所以没有人帮她做。
Nobody help her.
我们的姐妹会。
And so our ladies' fellowship.
帮她做了一个月的月子。
Care for her for a whole month.
这就是爱。
This is love.
这就是一个团契。
This is a fellowship.
所以这在教会里面有很多的小组。
And within a church, there should be many small groups.
有时候。我们会到弟兄姐妹家里去聚会。
We may sometimes go to certain brothers sisters' house together.
这是一个家庭祭坛。
This becomes a family altar.
那这个家庭他们自己也每天都有做家庭礼拜。
Within this family, they also have their own family worship time daily.
我问你们一下，
Let me ask you this.
你们全家不一定每天哈。有自己在家里一家人做家庭礼拜聚会的，请举一下手看看。
If your family who does family worship time may not be daily,
okay,
I see two hands,
okay,
yeah, three hands.
我鼓励你们，鼓励你们哈。
But I really encourage you.
趁着他还没有读大学的时候。
Please do this with your children before they leave for college.
我们知道基督化家庭是组成教会的柱石。
We know that a Christian family is the pillars of a church that builds a church.
那个彼得在彼得前书第二章第四节。
First Peter 2:4。
第二章第四节，他说：“主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，且是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。”
1 Peter 2:4, as you come to him, the living stone, which is Jesus Christ, is rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him.
So, every family has become the support of this church.
A family then becomes the stable support and pillar that builds the church. There was one year a seminary invited me to go talk about a missionary. The topic was about our missions.
圣灵感动。
The Holy Spirit touches me.
我就讲一句话。
And I said this.
稳定的珠子流动的。
The stable supports the fluid.
长久的支持短暂的。
The long term supports the short term.
那收割的支持撒种。
The harvest supports the sowing.
你们懂得这句话的意思吗？
Do you understand what these means?
长久在一个教会的弟兄姐妹跟家庭。
a family or brothers and sisters who are in a church long term,
我们去支持短暂在我们这里的这些福音事工，比如说校园团契。
We will support this family, but the short-term families or friends, for example, the campus ministry.
我们这些人是被主收割了。
We here has been sold. We have been sold by God.
所以我们去支持撒种的工作。
And so we go support those who does harvest.
他们将来到别的州去工作读书。
Okay, I think I so sorry. These people who are here on a short-term basis will eventually leave to wherever they are from.
或者他们回到中国大陆。
They may return to China.
他们以后在那个地方就变成那个教会的一个种子。
They will then become the seed in the church that they return to.
那么因为一个弟兄姐妹他到一个地方，他有的工作在那里买了房子，他稳定了。那就慢慢那个教会就被建造起来。
If a brother goes to a city, he settled there, he got a house, and he settled there, and he attends church, then he becomes the stable part of the church.
所以这个教会就会有30倍、60倍、100倍的收成。
And because of that, this church will reap 30, 60, 100 folds.
所以我们感谢我们的主。
We want to thank our Lord.
我们最后来读一个约翰福音第四章。
Let's read,
John 4:36. Yeah. 约翰福音第四章哈。
Let's read together John 4:36.
耶稣这样子讲哈，他说36节，收割的人得工价，继续五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。俗话说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话是真的。我差你们去收你们手没有劳苦的，别人劳苦的，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
If your Bible read with me, John 4:36. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I send you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor.
Oh, 我常常很辛苦地带一批人，带了几年，他离开了。
Very often, I will spend a lot of time to lead a group of people. I'll lead them for a couple of years, and then they leave.
不要难过。
But I'm not. But don't be saddened by it.
他到别的教会。
Because they will go to another church.
让那个教会用他。
And the church will use them there.
但是也有别的教会栽培的来到我们教会。
But there are also others who had been nurtured by other church and come to us.
我2007年来美国之前。
Before I came to America in the year 2007,
33年，现在我已经有差不多将近20个人，我们的年轻人出来做牧师。
In my 33 years of ministry, I had 22 young people who has come out and served the Lord full time.
有一次我去他们牧会的教会。
One time I attended one of their church that one of them ministered to.
你知道他们怎么介绍我吗
？Do you know how they introduce me？
那天那个师母介绍我。
On that day, the pastor's wife introduced me.
那个时候我不到60岁。
And that time I wasn't even 60.
这是我们的牧师公。
He said, "This is Pastor Grandfather."
我有这么老吗
？Grandfather Pastor. I was like, "Am I that old?"
我有个心愿。
I have this wish.
我来到美国。
That as I come to America.
你们不要害怕做牧师，希望有一天也有人出来奉献。
Don't be afraid to become a pastor. I hope that one day, some of us would stand up and become a pastor.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Lord Jesus, who loved us.
我们非常感谢赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
主啊，这个今天的信息。
That through today's sermon.
让我们每一个家庭。
Please help every family here.
愿意在他们自己的家里。
Open their own home up.
开始有他们自己的家庭礼拜。
To have family worship time.
教导他们的孩子神的话语。
And be willing to teach their children your word.
在家庭礼拜分享神的话语。
And in the family worship time to share about God's word.
也为我们的下一代塑造神所用的仆人。
In that way, we can shape our next generation to have godly characters.
亲爱的主，请你祝福今天在座的每一个 父母亲。
Dear God, please bless every parent who are here this morning.
还有他们的儿女。
And their children.
因为他们。
Because.
所以他们的家人以及他们的邻居都得到祝福。
Because of them, their family and their relatives will receive your blessings.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are all your children.
所以在特拉哈斯这个地方。
And so here in Tallahassee.
因为我们而这里的华人得到祝福。
That we can bless other people here who live in Tallahassee.
因为这里很多的基督徒。
Because there are many Christians here.
这个城市得到祝福。
And thus the city will be blessed.
这样祷告感谢。
And we pray all of these in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.